Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Studio. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the 545 Studios. This is Ignorant and Uninformed, your podcast, ran by your favorite three individuals, starting with myself, Benji Pickens, and I'm here with Max Surak and Ben Hollywood Whitmore, as
hey,
always.
Hey, preach.
Preach on, brother.
And this is a show where we like to take your topics and turn come on our show. And
hallelujah.
There you go.
Tell it. Say it. Testify.
Tell them how they get a free t-shirt.
I will testify and tell you about your free t-shirt. All you do is send us your topics, please, because that's how we do this show.
The amen.
Questions make the best
testify.
Ones. You can get them to us in one of four ways, and then if we pull them out of our bowl, we send you a t-shirt. Ooh. How cool is that?
Yes.
So, hit us up on the Facebook, Ignorant and Uninformed, on Facebook, and message us. You can twank us on Twitter, at Ig and Un. You can email us, topics, at ignorantanduninformed.com. You can go to the website and click the topics button. Or, if you're cool enough, you can come to my house and just drop
chill.
It off.
Chill for a little bit, drop a few in the bowl.
Yep.
Drop
there
a
you
deuce
go.
In
that's
the
how you
drop
do it,
a
guys.
Deuce in the toilet. Dude.
Free t-shirts.
Just, you know,
we'll let you take a shit.
You ever need some advice, whatever. Come over, talk to Ben.
Yeah. You know? Alone?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
Just come on over, you know, and you can just beat off all your demons with Ben.
Yeah.
Just beat off all your demons.
All right, Max has got the topic today.
All right, pull
reaching
it out, brother.
Into the
what do we
gilded
got?
Bowl of topicness.
What do we have?
It's all folded up.
It is.
Folded
it
up
is.
Nice. Don't forget the name of the city.
All right. There's a name, Jay Sievers out in
Jay
Portland.
Jay Sievers in Portland,
oh,
Oregon.
Thank you, brother. Good fan of the show.
Good man.
Engaged,
by the
getting
way,
married.
Nice, yeah, totally.
To an extraordinary woman. She was
Erica.
She was,
Erica. Lovely
sweet
lady.
As hell.
She was.
And his question is, stupid names for colors, i.e. Cinnamon Dream versus Brown.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Jay like Sievers. It. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
It is a bit pretentious.
A lot of it
to
is.
To name
like,
those crazy colors.
Like, especially with it's
stuff.
Like shit that doesn't even make sense, like creamy velvet. What? Is that a color?
I'll tell you what, there are some colors that I still do not know what color they are. Like when people tell me the name, I don't know what color is puce? I don't know what color
puce
is. Yeah.
I have no idea. Chartreuse is like that yellowish green, right?
I don't know.
I would say
I always thought chartreuse was like red. I don't
like
know.
A grayish tan.
Okay.
Like a grayish sandy tan.
I feel like that's
but just based on the name. That's what I feel. That's what I feel when I hear those words.
You know what we should do is we should have like a podcast, like every time we say a color and we get it wrong, it should just like a swatch of that color should show up on the podcast as like a chapter marker. Like puce and like puce actually shows up. We're talking about red that's like yellow. Like, you know, like
that's
that would
why
just
we
show.
Get the fucking, we got to get these GoPros hooked up in here, man.
Yeah,
fucking
man.
Start
that,
doing
that. Would,
video
I think
podcast.
That would really show how ignorant and uninformed we are.
Yeah,
man, I'm telling you,
take
because
it to a new level.
If we ever
yeah.
went back and like edited and like posted the correct information about the shit that we say,
oh man,
because that's the thing. Like, if you don't listen to the show that often, like we don't. Look up things on the internet. We just kind of go off what
that's
we
why
know.
We need to video it, dude, so, I mean, people can
so
really
people
see
know we're just,
that yeah, we yeah, just yeah. sit here. And I don't care to look shit up anyway, man, because most of the shit, like,
I like to know what I know, and I don't like to know new things.
Yeah.
You know? I think
good,
I learned everything
job,
I needed by kindergarten.
Everything I needed to know, I learned in kindergarten. I read that on a chart somewhere, so I dropped out of fifth grade. I was like, yeah. Fuck this.
Yeah. I was like, what,
I already been there.
Was it?
I already been there.
I've been doing this for 5 years too long.
Shit.
And I started blowing dudes in the back of the Delta.
That's the
man. How it goes, man.
Well, as soon as I was 18, because they looked down on
that. That's corporate America tricking you into thinking that you have to pay for public school.
Yeah.
That's right.
You just pay for 1 year.
Amen.
Stop paying taxes. That's what I do.
That's
did.
That's it.
So I was 10 years old. I ain't paying no taxes.
Like,
hell no. No taxes.
Any weird, like, I always thought the crayon colors were kind of weird.
I think that's what started it.
Crayon?
Yeah, like Crayola?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I was never like...
Wait, say that word again. How do you say it?
Crayon?
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 That's a very Southern thing.
That's how it's spelled.
Say. What's it mean to say?
That's almost exactly...
You know what really
pisses
me
correct.
Off is when people put an L in it.
Crayon?
Like crayon. Like they say...
Crayon? Yeah,
crayon.
I've heard
crayon. Dude, people do that all the time.
I mean, I've said...
That's a Southern
crayon.
Thing.
Right?
Crayon.
Thank you. I'm giving them a crayons.
No, I don't say like
people
no,
that were like, it's not man, true. I've heard it called Crayola, and I've heard it called a crayon. I think it's a crayon.
I think it's a crayon.
So they took two real words crayon. And made that's a fake word out of it.
I've always said crayons.
So have I, but if you look at how it's spelled,
crayons. It is crayon.
Yeah. Crayons. I think that's the right way to say it. It's crayons.
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 Crayons. Crayons.
Crayons.
Crowns. Crayons.
It I don't think, definitely crayon.
I think it's a you don't emphasize.
Which is
the
weird
last
if you think on. About the actual word itself. Now, granted, I'm pretty fucked up on pills right now. But crayon.
But okay, now Benji's fucked up on pills because he has a kidney stone right now.
That's whatever.
And he's on the Vicodin because they're trying to take good care of him. I just didn't want to think we were just doing drugs for no reason.
Yeah, it's not recreational.
Which, it's not like our normal show. Before right, we just yeah. do drugs for no reason.
Right.
Precisely. Yeah, it's not recreational.
This is, a, this
today.
Is a, yeah, this is medicated. This is medicated today. Drugs. Speaking mm-hmm. of medication, Max, why
yeah,
don't
you as we are, and you drink your drink.
Yeah, man, the,
I don't want my DTs to come back.
Now, there's a lot of really fucked up, there really is a lot of fucking fucked up stupid colors. But that's like, that's, you know, that's just marketing, man. I mean,
dude,
fuck,
there's this,
you know,
like,
really
yellow, orange color.
You know, you have what? How many primary colors?
Seven.
There's three primary colors. Okay.
Three, yeah, yeah. Three, red, blue, and green.
There's three secondary colors.
Right. So you could really just fucking do a box of,
yeah,
seven crayons.
Yeah.
You know, it's really all you need. But man, if you can turn around and be like, fucking, hey, man, I got a 10 box.
I got 108 pack of crayons.
You know what I'm saying? And instead of like,
it's got four shades of white.
It really does. You know, and fucking, it's got like human color and all this stupid shit.
There was a Halloween costume I saw this year. It was just like some online picture with some dude went as 50 Shades of Grey and just had all the grey like paint samples like taped to an outfit.
Nice.
That's
a pretty
good
one.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. No, dude, like I remember it all started with when Crayola introduced the macaroni and cheese color. And they started naming every single color. Like you couldn't just get green. There's no green anymore. Like you can't get. That's what's weird to me is like there's no just regular, there's no red, there's no blue, there's it's just they always have to be like qualified in some way.
There's no like archetypal colors.
It's like,
left?
No, it's like Victorious no. Victorious Seascape green or Victorious Seascape.
Yeah, right. It's like something and like the, what one would consider to be just, you know, red, like just what everyone yeah. considered like true red.
It's
like
it's
like brilliant red, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
super.
And I deal with this a lot, and like there's like all these like paints, you know? Because in my line of work, we deal with a lot of sets. You got to paint sets for theater
sure.
and stuff like that, and you use these things. There's this company called Roscoe, and they kind of are the name in scenic paints, which are like super saturated, really vibrant colors. But every single one of them has a name, like and they're not. It's like yellow ochre. Burnt umber, you know, it's like,
right.
okay, whatever. Or like seafoam green,
yeah.
hunter green. There's not yeah. just green.
Light green, light bluish green.
They do have like straight colors, but like they're called chrome.
Colors.
They do. They have gay colors. They have bicurious colors.
Okay, cool.
You know, I would say seafoam green is a bicurious color.
I would say that's probably
it's
fair.
Like, it probably knows what it is. It might be interested in seeing what red feels like. You know, I don't know. But, you know, so then you have like the chromatic colors that are like, you know, that's what you consider, like what you would call green is yeah. chrome green
black,
because it's
red,
chromatic green. Yeah.
Blue.
Oh, velour black. That's important. That's
oh, okay.
that's the only real black color. They
all
make.
The evil.
I like
dragons.
It when they take a, like something that would normally be associated with texture. You know?
Like fuzzy blue.
Shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
What do they call that? There's a name for that.
Synesthesia.
Yeah, synesthesia.
Yeah.
That's right. When you use like, oh man, I can hear blue.
Yeah.
But like you mix the senses.
Which I think sounds really awesome actually.
To hear blue?
Yeah, or taste green or fucking.
What would green taste like?
I feel like grassy.
I feel like it would taste like lettuce.
I feel like that
lettuce
too, yeah, would, definitely.
Plant, a plant color.
So, Ben, let me ask you, for the people that
would orange taste
listening.
Like oranges? Orange would taste like oranges. It's the only thing that's orange.
We're in the 545 studios, and there's three colored walls
yeah.
that we can see. Two of them are green. One is kind of like a purple.
Yeah.
What colors are these walls? Do you remember what the paints were called?
Oh, God. Maybe?
Embarrassed plum.
No, this one was like boysenberry purple. It was
right?
something like boysenberry. Uh-huh. No, it was something weird. Like it was like boysenberry mist.
Okay,
it was definitely boysenberry of some
right,
kind.
That's the purple wall for those that can't see.
Yeah, the purple wall was some kind of had boysenberry in the word. One was like One was like, had a kind of a foresty name, but it wasn't like forest green. It was like woodland meadows or something like that.
Tiger walk.
Yeah, God, I wish I could know. And then there's like, we have a kind of, there's like a dark green that I would call like hunter green or like forest green.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That is here. And I can't remember what that one's definitely had like a alpine type name.
Hmm. Okay.
And then this, there's a lighter green that to me is like, it's a really cool color. I can't remember what the hell it was called. I want to say it was like pine something.
Huh. Cool. See, again, I can't help but feel green. Like if they didn't have all these crazy name colors,
it would be like dark green and light
here today going, why aren't they more creative with their colors? Why don't they call it Seafoam Mist?
Probably right. I've just been inundated with too many color names, so now I can't.
Yeah, you're just hating, just to hate.
I mean, I guess it is, because like all these colors would still exist, but they'd be like green 1, green 2, green 2A, green 2B, A4.
Look, makeup does the same thing to women. They mark the same fucking 17 fucking colors, dude. They just call them something different.
Dude, there was one day I was in Columbus, and I got really high hanging out at my buddy's place, and his
bronze
wife
beige
has a huge Tupperware full of nail polish, and I was just like looking at the names, and just like, oh, "Jeez, dude!" Like, just laughing my ass off. Like, what the fuck? Like,
Scarlet anal beads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all kinds of shit. Nice. It's like a reddish brown.
funny. It's nice.
It'd be what
nice.
I would call burnt umber. I don't know.
Butt umber. Fuck.
I think you could have some fun with some color names. And I bet those Crayola people are probably like pretty fucking high most of the time when they come up with like, oh, let's call this one macaroni and cheese.
Maybe.
Dude, it's kind of funny, man. It's,
hot dogs.
It's definitely marketing, man. I mean, it's definitely
poor man's casserole. That's what we always call it. Macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. That was poor man's casserole.
Sure.
I mean, dude, but what an industry.
What's your favorite color?
That's what I was wondering, man. I was going to ask you guys that a minute ago, but I forgot.
I forgot because of my medicine. And my other medicine.
But I'm always a fan of just, I like green.
Yeah.
You know, green's the color of a lot of things that I really dig.
Like money?
Just grass. Nature, just weed.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
I get it.
But green, it's always.
Yeah.
Green just really appealed to me, man.
Green.
I like blue.
Yeah. Blue? I mean, blue. Dude. Blue would be my second.
Yeah, so I think green's probably my second. Yeah.
Holy shit. I think after this is over, you and I should get an apartment together.
We like the same colors! Our dining room would be perfect!
What about you, Ben? It's going to be Scarlet Analbeats, I know.
Well, my favorite color is probably, Vagina Mist. No, it's
yesterday's wine.
I really like dark purple, like and dark blues, like really deep
like
colors,
royal. like a Prince movie.
Yeah, like if I could be Prince, no, let me clarify. If I could be inside Prince, like this purple in our studio is probably one of my favorite colors.
Okay.
Like,
right. Okay.
It's like a really dark, like royal purple, I would call it.
See, I like purple as an accent.
Not
color.
Boysenberry vagina mist.
I feel about red.
I got you. Like I have a handful of purple shirts and like purple ties for suits and stuff.
I'm more of a like an earthy type color person, man. I like natural colors.
Scarlet anal beads.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
You know, just pussy excretion. It's really what it is. Just blood. Blood bile mix.
Pussy's a funny word when it's written. It really is. It's hard to throw that.
Was
into
how many S's? Like four S's in there?
No, look, it's a like because it's like a pussy secretion. You know, it's like if you had to write that down, like you know,
I think it would be P-U-S-S-E-Y, pussy.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
But either
not
way,
pussy.
But
because that's what you're getting at, right? Because pussy is spelled different.
Right.
Right.
But every time you ride it, you're like...
But I don't really like cats to begin with, so...
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? Oh.
How much do you think the people that name the colors at Crayola or paint companies
smoke?
Get paid?
Probably a lot.
No, like, it's probably a lucrative job.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I wonder if it's just one dude or, you know, it's probably just all of, it's probably just like the R&D department. They're going to be like, all right, man, we want you to put together a tropical box or an Easter box or a fucking whatever box somebody comes up with. And then they create the, you know what I'm saying? And then they
slightly vary the colors.
Right. And so they're like, okay, we need, you think, we need another blue, it's like a chicken, we need another orange.
Are colors patented, do you think? Are there, I bet. Are like copywritten names?
I bet they're copywritten.
I don't know, man.
That's so weird.
Maybe.
I don't know, yeah.
I mean, you never see the fucking, like, little symbol after, you know, a color of a crayon.
Well, they're all just mixes of basically red, yellow, and cyan. Right? Like your printer. Like, you can print a thousand different colors with your printer, right? But it's basically, you got red ink, you got pink, you got, or magenta, right? Magenta, you got yellow, and you got the blue, like that bright blue, cyan, right? And then every combination of those colors, your brain tells you is a different color. But that's another interesting question. It's like, do we all see the same colors? Because that's always bugged me.
Dude, one thing about color, it's like,
we can agree that wall is green, but what I see as green might not be what you see as green.
If I could describe a color, Max told me one time, he's like, yeah, just try to describe the color yellow. Like, you can't fucking, like, to a blind person, you could be like, yellow is like, it's like a bright mustardy color.
It's like what it you can only, well, like. It's like taste. You can only describe taste and color based on comparisons. You can only say that is green or that tastes sour. But what is sour? Like, sour is like a lime, you know what I mean? Like, you can't describe taste. You can't describe color. It's green because it's green.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those intangibles. Are those tangibles?
Only two? Like, what about sound?
I think there's a certain level. I mean, again, everything's kind of like by comparison. It's kind of like I can describe everything. Something to you as loud.
Now that I think about it, I can get that.
It's all like that. All the senses are like.
No, it is.
Kind unless of you've that. Had that, like.
Like, what does it feel like when somebody touches your penis?
Just, you know, whatever.
It feels like somebody's touching your penis.
Feels like first grade again.
But it's like trying to describe a drug to somebody. Because trying to, you know, and they're like, what's it
takes
like?
All your bad feelings, turns them into good feelings.
You don't that's want none of this doing cocks.
That's the best way I've heard any drug ever described, man. That's the funniest shit I've ever heard.
You don't
want
to do this. Takes all your bad feelings, turns them into good feelings.
It's true. You don't want a part of this shit.
You don't want a part of this shit, doing cocks.
Yeah, man. Really? All
right. So, I mean, I guess you have to kind of have experienced the sensory input to really compare any sense, right?
But why the American need? You know what I'm saying? It's got to be like, I mean, dude, over in Africa, they're not like, hey, man, why don't I have 64 colors to color with? You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? And down like 30, you know what I'm saying? Like, how important is 128 different fucking colors?
They got to use colored pencils over there because crayons going to melt real fast in Africa. They don't have no air-conditioned schools, man.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's true.
And those black kids color really fast.
In the arms of the angels.
Just send you crayons.
send you crayons to these kids in Africa.
Crayons.
George Bush don't care about black people, so just send your crayons over
send
to the...
Send your crayons.
Send your crayons and your coloring books over to the Africas.
Africas, all you used... Incorrect Super Bowl t-shirts, old soda t-shirts.
What's up, Orange Crush? You fucking, they're like, man, where's the crush? I bet when they come over, dude.
They're like, oh, America has so many cans of crush everywhere. There's the promised land.
Tab, you see Tab shirts and Tab. Shit, dude. It's funny when you see like that dude walking through the bush, like.
You know my favorite soda.
You know what I'm saying? Like with
Surge.
The spear and shit, dude. Like living old school, you know? Like still like tribal, like living, dude. And they're wearing like seriously like a Tab fucking soda t-shirt.
Shit,
you know?
Now most of them have cell phones.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But I think that means.
Houston Rockets.
Dude, I don't know. There's a lot to be said, man. I really respect that over there, man. I do like that. Like down there and in South America and Africa and South America, man. It's that some of those fools are still living just so raw and rough and hard as they did.
Doing what they do.
Fucking 5,000 years ago or whatever, you know what I mean? It's just amazing and fucking, it's just cool, man. It's powerful, it's crazy, you know?
And I'll tell you what, they do not have any need for delineating the color of their loincloth to, so this is seafoam green. Right.
They have no fucking need
well,
for
that's
that
exactly
shit.
It. It's a honky problem. It's a white person problem.
Can't find the right color of boysenberry for my living room.
It's marketing. It's just bullshit. It's fluff. It's extra. You know, it's... That's whatever.
Colors is colors. Yeah.
This is just how good we have it.
Yeah, exactly.
That there's 57 shades. There's how many shades of green are there? You go to the paint store. You go to Lowe's to buy paint.
Dude, I've been looking fucking for my house paint. It's ridiculous.
Dude, it's crazy. It's like,
I actually wished it was simpler.
Yeah.
So there just wasn't so many fucking shades.
Yeah. It's like, well, could you just be like, I need something less green.
Dude, it's always like
this.
Better one, better two. It's like going to the doctor, eye doctor. Yeah, better, dude, one, better two.
We painted our downstairs like white. Like we just went with white. But just picking a color of white was insane. It was like, this is Jeffersonian Memorial white. this is Quail's Egg white. Yeah.
This is Washington Memorial white, as they were built in different times using different marble.
Vermicelli white. It's more of a yellow white. This is a red white. Huh? Isn't red white just pink?
No.
Yeah, this color is as weird as there's always like, you know, we see like a certain level of color, but there are colors that exist that don't.
That we can't see.
Yeah. Like, or that don't exist on the chromatic scale. Like, in the sense that, like, I mean, the one example that you can kind of relate to as a person is, like, pink is not really a color. It's not on the rainbow. It's just pink.
Right.
It's red and white together. But there are blue yellows that aren't green. But we can't see them. Like, but dogs can see them. Or birds can see them. You know, like.
Yeah,
but and there it's in bees is the example they use all the time. Like bees can see on, they kind of did like an adaptation. Like you see a flower, and you see like, you know, a white flower with some blue in it or something, and like a bee will see all these crazy patterns and all these different colors and stuff in the flower because they can see different colors. And they're like, and it's not like they're infrared or ultraviolet. They're just like colors that don't really exist. On the spectrum, you know? It's weird.
Although some would say that indigo isn't actually on the spectrum either. That somebody just made that up.
They just kind of called it indigo. Like, it's like bluey purple.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere between blue and purple.
I don't know.
But it's not blue and it's not purple.
Let's start a band.
Called Somewhere Between Blue and Purple.
Indigo. The Indigo Girls.
Yes. Blue Oyster Cult. Blue Indigo nice. Oyster Cult.
The Indigo Oyster Cult. I think is what you
said. The Indigo Oyster Cult. That would be a great name for a band. Yeah. And then when we got sick of that, we could be the Violet name. Oyster Cult.
That's going to be my son's name. Indigo Oyster Cult. Pickens.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
Lucky,
your son's
lucky
gonna be,
man.
Your son's going to be a very lucky lady. he'll make some old man very happy. Flouncing around. My name is Ernesto Pickens.
Yay!
And I'm Pickens, you, sir.
Please don't use my last name and my voice.
Please don't ever tell me that.
Mr.
Musk. I'm just kidding.
Mr. Sid?
Oh, Mr. Musk. I think we're all over you and I should get an apartment together. Dude, have you seen this video of this guy who on Halloween, he was just like... Like, he's a young guy. He's, like, maybe 32. He's a sportscaster in Boise, Idaho, of all the places. Like, you know, on, like, one of their NBC affiliates or whatever. And on Halloween night, he dresses up like Ron Burgundy, and he does the entire newscast as Ron Burgundy. It's one of the most amazing fucking things I've ever seen.
I saw, like...
He's like, hoopty shoots, Coach Bob Barker was over at the... Telling us about Boise, Idaho's Boise State's chances this year at the national championship. Now I don't understand. He looks like he has many mahogany covered, you know, his apartment smells of mahogany, leather bound books. It was, and he never broke character, not once. Everyone else was like, "What are you doing, Adam, or whatever?" And he's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." He's like, "You like this? We can turn it upside down. It'll be Channel 9. he's like, "He's just mad because I bought the only red blazer in town. You don't know me." It's hilarious, man. It made me laugh. Made me laugh real hot. Real hot. And that's it. Hell no. I don't know. What's the most ridiculous
color
you've ever heard of? Like, have you ever, like, like, you're painting a room in your house, right? Like, has your wife or, you know, you, like, when you guys looking at paint colors, you're just like, what the fuck? Like, this is just, it's off-white. Don't name it quail, you know, whatever, quail's egg. Or,
what was it?
This like, is what James was, like, Madison
New England
white.
Lighthouse.
New England lighthouse. Like, because every white lighthouse in New England is painted that color.
I don't know.
It's I'm just, sure that's why it is.
You know.
It's a very historic color.
It's like old red barn. You know?
Old red barn white. Sounds like a person.
You know what's interesting is I did learn when I visited Mount Vernon, George Washington's plantation home.
Estate.
Yes. Estate. They, you know, you see this color a lot, like in the 1700s and 1800s, and they called it haint blue, and it's this like kind of sky blue color, and you see a lot of houses a lot of it is sadly enough, but that's what they painted, like the inside of the kitchens and the inside of the slave quarters and stuff. Mm-hmm. This kind of sky blue color was called haint blue, and the whole reason it was called that was because it haint blue and it haint quite yellow. But a haint was also like a ghost, like a spirit, like an evil spirit. And so it was like a superstition among the African-American slave culture to keep out evil spirits. They would paint the doorways and they would paint the kitchens.
Huh. Well, they the chimneys. Like the reason barns used to be red is like, you know, you always see the big red barns and always hear about them is because red was just the cheapest paint. No other reason for
weird.
It, man. It's just that red was the cheapest paint to make.
What are they? One of the like rusty metal in it or something? They make red paint.
I don't know. It's probably pretty easy. Like red dye, I would guess, like come from maybe even like red sulfur. Like it seems like a real easy color to.
Well, as we all know from the early Americas, indigo was traded like crazy, and blue was like a very important color.
Oh yeah,
and a lot of blue makes purple, a little bit of red. That's why the Royals wore purple, because it was the most expensive dye. Used the most indigo.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Interesting.
Isn't that weird? That's why purple's a royal color. Fascinating. Because only the kings and queens could afford to make purple shit.
Huh.
Interesting.
That's wild. I mean, I've definitely been to a town in India, Jaipur, that every building is blue. Like a
weird.
Sky blue that they painted.
Really?
Yeah, like it's fucking awesome. You should totally look it up on the interweb, because there's some dope pictures of that.
Astapor, India.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What's it called? What was the name of it?
Jaipur. Yes.
Jaipur.
Yes. I'll post it.
D-J-I-P-O-R.
You know what, man? Don't even worry about it. Just check the Facebook page eventually, and it will come out.
Jaipur.
Around this episode.
Jimdipur.
Boom. But they did it because it's fucking hot, and there's no, you know, there wasn't electricity until relatively recently.
Cool color.
Yeah, exactly. To keep, like, the warmth of the sun
reflects the
sun
light a little bit.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
But it looks fucking sweet.
That'd be
how about
pretty cool
that?
To
every
see.
Building, huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Dope. You should definitely
like
go
white
check it
trim?
Out.
Or is just everything, it's all blue?
Yeah, like white trim. There's just like the sides, like whatever the whitewash, they kind of dyed blue. They made up the building, so there was trim. There's always trim.
There's always trim.
You gotta make it look nice. I mean, you don't want to paint the whole town blue. Just blue, but, you know, nice.
But not like a shitty blue.
Not like a shitty blue. You know what I mean? Like not like
nice.
Cerulean.
Yeah, that's a nice blue. Yeah.
Get out of here with that cerulean shit, man.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a pretty funny color name.
Cerulean. Yeah, it's weird.
Sounds like an alien.
There's ultramarine blue, which is always a good color. And I found out. I thought
which
it was,
is always a good color. Can't go wrong. With
I liked
ultramarine.
Jay's
blue.
Example of cinnamon dream for brown.
Cinnamon dream. Cinnamon dream. Arbor mist.
That's just liquor.
That's just cheap
booze.
That's just how you hook up with high school girls.
That thing on the league, dude, where he's like trying to paint his house that color, that brown color, and it's like the color of a dude. He's like trying to get a picture of it.
It's oh, like, yeah, he's like, this guy's skin color. He's like, no, you're the color I want to paint my house.
It's like cinnamon.
It's like some black guy. He's like, what is this? What is this? Cinnamon. Cinnamon apple
reddish
spice.
Cinnamon, yeah. Cinnamon apple spice.
Oh, that's...
If you were, if you were a color, what color would you be?
Oh,
if I was a color, what color would I be? Like, my skin tone, or like, what color could I represent?
What color are you, Ben?
What color am I? I would say, like...
No, like, inside.
I'm looking at my arm. I'm like, I don't know. What color is that?
I know.
An off-white?
Very pasty with some blue lines in it?
I don't know. Peachy?
I look like a slave over cream? I don't know.
Plantation white?
Yeah. I'm kind of a Milky the Man color. I don't really know.
No, man. I think if I was a color, I would be... I feel like my inner light is blue. You know?
Okay.
It's like just
blue?
No, a deep blue. Mm. Like the color of the ocean on a midnight swim.
With dudes.
It's just like just a bunch of erect penises in the ocean, you know? But like that blue. Like Cabana Boy blue, does that count? I don't know.
That's pretty gay.
Like eight guys blowing nine guys blue? I don't know.
Blue, I guess? I don't know.
What eight guys blue and nine guys. That's the color I am. Eight guys blue and nine.
On the inside?
Yeah, brother.
Close your eyes. It helps. Like Close your eyes. It helps.
No, man. Like a chill bluish white.
Okay.
Like a real.
Like ambient light.
Like a ghost.
So you're ghost
blue.
You know, he's paint blue, yeah.
Paint blue, ghost blue. All right.
Ghosty, bluey white.
It's kind of like a soft white light bulb.
Blowing ghosts. Bluey ghosts.
Speaking of blowing ghosts.
Blew a ghost.
I was down in Denver for Halloween, and I actually saw a full-on replica of the Ghostbusters car drive by.
Fuck yeah.
With flashing lights and antennas and all sorts of shit. And it was awesome. And I didn't have my phone to take a picture for you.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Dude, I was freaked out. What color are you?
Emerald sky. Sure.
It's kind of a green.
Sure. Blue.
I assume, by the term emerald.
Yeah, like a greenish blue.
Jewel tones are nice colors.
So like probably gonna say gold.
Well, you know, I am full of surprises.
It's true.
So much Jew trickery.
No, that had nothing to do with you being a Jew.
No, man. Silver white.
You like money. You just happen to be Jewish.
Yeah. The two are not related mostly.
It's not absolutely related mostly, but it is. Almost.
$20. Well, you need to borrow $10. I'm not going to give you $5.
All right. So Jay asked us about the ridiculous color names, and I have a quote, an old school quote from Goethe, Faust, who sheds interesting light on this. Maybe there's a reason we have so many colors. Maybe because it's about the reflected nature of life. Here it goes. Of human striving, there's no symbol fuller. Consider, 'tis easy comprehending. Life is not light, but reflected color. So perhaps there's so many choices in colors these days because life is so complex.
Wow, what are you bringing home?
Faust!
Wow.
This is Faust!
I tell you what, man, that's really going to send me home thinking.
Yeah, really, you know what? You know what? I hope it sends you home thinking.
About a way to download one more episode.
Yeah, hey, hit up one more epidose of Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. Thanks for downloading and listening. Hey, make sure you subscribe on iTunes. That way you'll get all every weekly update every time we come out with a new epidose. Or you can always check out ignorantuninformed.com. That's where we keep all the podcasts. You can find some other cool stuff there, too.
There's a lot of episodes there, man.
Yeah,
we're coming up on the road trip.
You know, holidays, man. You know, where you're
driving out, visiting family,
man. Let us take you there in comfort.
Yeah, we'll get you through Kansas.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep you
covered. We will. You'll have to listen to like 8 episodes, but
420.
Hey, make sure you like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed.com. Or you can check us out on Twitter. Follow us at Ig and Un. That's going to do it for this week's Epidose. We'll be back with an all new, friendly, colorful Epidose. Of truthiness all up in your ball sack face. Peace out.